This Tizenheimer beer was made with Iowa-grown hops, the component that provides aroma and flavor. The recent interest in growing your own has gone commercial in a big way. Five friends and relatives with a background in traditional crops have invested nearly $500,000 into Buck Creek Hops, a one-of-a-kind farm in Johnson County.
As the microbrew industry has grown 18 to 23% the last 4 years, there's a shortage of hops.
Dan Pazza owns the land with Mark Pattison. 25 acres of ground is prepped for 25,000 hops plants.
Mark put a business plan together. We all sat down and we put it together, and we tried to be real conservative on the amount that we can that we'll be producing per plant and per acre. But with the shortage right now, the demand is there, so there's a pretty good price. So I think we're getting in at the right time.
It's a bizarre panorama. 1,500 wooden posts are spaced out, each one soaring 18 feet high. Heavy wire will be strung between them so the hop vines can be trained to grow skyward and kept off the ground. Solon farmer Doug Black grows corn and beans and was hired to manage the hops operation. He says his farmer friends are curious.
You know, I don't know if they think we're totally nuts, but some of them think we probably are. They're very innovative and entrepreneurial, so they're just interested to see how this all looks. Right now it looks just like a cables on poles and that's it.
The terrain will change fast. Hop vines can grow 20 feet in a season. Emerald curtains will soon be draping the hillsides, and co-owner Dan Pazza can't wait.
I grew up in north central Iowa, and they've just recently put some wind farms up there. So it kind of reminds me of that landscape. But once the hops start growing, it gets real green and lush. So it's going to be absolutely beautiful. It'll be a beautiful landscape here.
Buck Creek isn't alone in smelling opportunity. The hop shortage is real, according to the publisher of Midwest Microbrews. But new hop yards are breaking ground daily. Iowa State University even has its first hops consultant, extension specialist Diana Cochran.
The interest in all the microbrews made people think, well, with the whole buy local food movement, what about buying local hops?
In spite of high startup costs, hobby growers are inquiring about going the extra step.
Right now, I mean, it's a tiny crop, but I'm going to say 15 to 20 commercial growers, and then I get calls probably at least once, twice a week with people wanting more information on growing hops.
Buck Creek is ready to take orders for its 2015 crop. Hops can sell for upwards of $25 a pound. When the new acreage reaches full potential in a couple years, the harvest could hit 70,000 pounds. They still have some left from last year's crop, and marketing director Jamie Bell says they have a plan to raise awareness of Iowa hops.
In Colorado, you know, they have pot brownies. Hops are a cousin of marijuana. You can't hand out hops, you know, so what are we going to give away at Ragbri? And we found some people have done it before, hop brownies, so we're going to do it, and we're hoping they'll give it a try.
Starting tomorrow morning, the final 18,000 starter plants will be dropped into the soil here at Buck Creek Farm. There's more than brownies riding on this surge in hops production. There are now more than 400 craft breweries in Iowa and surrounding states. Near Solon, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.